Today's shiur is Masechta Chulin Daf Yud Tes. We'll begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Yud Ches on the base, 10 lines from the bottom. It says the Gemara Amar Papi Mishmei the Rava Pag Bechiti. As we mentioned, there are two like kernel shaped organs that look like beans that are right next to the top of the corner in the helmet. That's on top of the corner that we described so extensively in our previous year. And says the Gemara, when the shechita was done, it touched those chitim. The Gemara says that shechita is treifa, that makes the animal treif. But ask the Gemara, Bailahu, what exactly is meant, ask the Gemara, where that happened? Does it mean pog of a nogabahem, that you actually touched the chitin when you did this, and that's why the halacha is that the shechita is disqualified, the ksiv? And where do we have a precedent that when the Torah Kedoshah says the word paga, it means that you actually touched the ksiv? A yifkabai for yomis, the pasuk says that he was attacked, touched him, and he died, or paga v'loy naga. What would be the halacha if you got close, but you didn't actually touch? What will be the halacha then? Is that also a disqualification of the shechita? K'diksev, as the pasuk says, v'yifkabay malachim, that he met the malachim, but actually the malachim obviously did not touch him. So we see that you don't have to be touching to be considered a situation of paga. Says the Gemara Itmar. To this brings the Gemara, Amar Papa Mishmei Derava Shai Bechiti. If you cut in the spot where you have the chitim and you left some over, Kshera. So clearly an indication that even if you touch the chitim, it's still kosher. Amar Rava Meimar Bar Meyanuka Av Kamneder of Chibereder of Avya. I was once standing in front of Avya, Vamul Shai Bechiti Kshera. And similarly, he said, Amalei Ravina Lerav Ashi. Amali Rav Shaman Mesuvra, Ikla Mazutra Lasrin, Mazutra came to our place, the Dorash, and he taught us, Shai Bechite, if he left over the Chitim Kshera. Ma Baravashi Omar, Pogi Bechite, if you didn't cut the Chitim Kshera. Shai Bechitim, if you cut the Chitim, it's Trefa. So we see from Ma Baravashi, the Poga that Rav Papi said that is Treif, if you didn't touch it, it's kosher. And his opinion is that even if you touched it, it would not be kosher. Filchasob, and says the Gemara, Mishipur Kai V'lamata, as we said, it slants down. And where it starts going down towards the body, the loch is that it's kshera. V'haina, but that means that shair b'chiti, that you have to leave over, not to have touched the chitim at all. Says the Gemara, Rav Nachman achshim v'shipuri kai v'lamata. Rav Nachman said that if you cut from where it starts slanting down, it's kosher. Amalei Rav Chanan bar Katina l'Rav Nachman k'man. So he asked, this doesn't really follow any position that we've been learned. This is like Rabbanan v'like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. It doesn't seem to follow any of the opinions that we learned, because they were of the opinion, if you have to shecht in the big ring, as we explained extensively in our previous year, there's one ring that goes around the windpipe that encircles the entire windpipe. And as we said, that if you cut, the only machlokes we had was that everybody agreed that that's the place where you have to cut. The only machlokes that we had in our previous year was if you cut most of the big windpipe, most of that big ring, but you didn't cut the entire ring, what will be the halacha? But nobody suggested that you could go higher up. So to which Rav Nachman responded, "Ano lo chiluk yadana v'lo biluk yadana." So there's a number of ways of explaining these words chiluk and biluk. The one pshat is that when they wanted to say that I don't really care what anybody says, I'm not focusing on any opinion, that they were said chiluk or bilik. Another pshat, the Rashi says in Masechta Sanhedrin, the Chilik and Bilik were two Dayonim in Stoim. And those were their names. And that's what the Gemara is saying. It's just like the names of the Dayonim in Sodom are not really of importance to me. Here too, it's not important. But a third pshat is that the definition of Chilik Yibilik, that to me, it doesn't make a difference if you cut completely or you don't have to cut completely. Anosh Shemat Yedina. I know what we learned in the yeshiva. Damar Rav Chiya bar Abba Amar Rav Yochanan. Vamalei Amar Rav Abba Bazavda Amar Rav Chanina. Vamalei Amar Rav Yaakov bar Idi Amar Shuma Levi. Mishipua Kamata Kshera. It has to be Beshipua Lamata in order for it to be kosher. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Shuma Levi, Magramas de Rabbanan. The type of shechita which will be considered hagrom according to the opinion the rabbanon, which as we just said a moment ago, means that you shechted the animal and you did not cut the entire tabas gedolah, that you had part of the tabas, you had part of the cut extending past the tabas gedolah, that the rabbanon said that that's not valid shechita. According to rabbanon, that would be considered a case of hagrama, sheira le Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, will be considered kosher according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, as long as you shechted most of the tabas gedayla, even if afterwards it went past that, it's fine. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, but the case of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, which will be called hagrama, that means if you shechted mostly past the tabas gedayla, that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda will consider a hagrama. Rav Chanina ben Atignas, who will learn that the opinion of Rav Chanina ben Atignas is that even if it goes further out, it's still considered a good shechita, as we began in the beginning of our shir today, will be considered valid, even though it's invalid. According to Rabbi Yossi, it will be considered valid according to him. Ask the Gemara, Pshita, what have we just learned that isn't clear in what we've been learning? Answers the Gemara, Mana Tam Rav Chanina ben Atignas. When Rav Chanina ben Atignas spoke, was lenient, Ad Rabbanan Koy. He was speaking about the case of the Rabbanan, that what the Rabbanan considered Hagroma. So Rav Chanina ben Atignas said, that I'm going to consider kosher. But he wasn't referencing what Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda said, and he's not going to be so lenient. Kamash Malan, that's what the Gemara's come to teach us, that even what Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda considers omogremis, he will not consider omogremis. Ask the Gemara, maybe Rav Chanina ben Atignas was speaking about to the Rabbanan, but he's not being lenient in allowing shechita above the tabas gedolah. Answers the Gemara, if that's what he meant, and kain heid ole mibayle, he shouldn't have said heid al megremashik shera. He should have said that heid ole. The Braisa mentions the opinion of the Rabbanan, and we're saying now that the Gemara is suggesting that where Rabbi Chanina ben Atignas is speaking about the Rabbanon, he should have just said, what you said, this is what I hold. But it must be that he's come to say even more. He's come to say that what Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda holds as a megremis, I disagree. And says the Gemara, V'hilchus Rabbi Chanina ben Atignas, the Allah is like Rabbi Chanina ben Atignas, the Kair of Nachman Kavasei, because we find that Rav Nachman held that way as well. Says the Gemara, in continuing to discuss the machloikus of the Rabbanon and Rabbi Yossi, we learned in the Mishnah and Daf Yud Ches Amalf that according to Tanna Kamma, even if you shechted most of the Tabas El Yoina and you only did small amount in the outside of Tabas Agdailah, above the Tabas Agdailah, that the Allah is, that is possible. Now that that's possible, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda, however, his opinion was that if it was mostly in the Tabas Gedolah, even if it went partially out of the Tabas Gedolah, it's going to be a kosher shechita, to which comments the Gemara. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Asi, Machloikis, the Machloikis that we're speaking about is Shnochat Shnei Shlishi, that Shnei Shlishi, you cut two-thirds within Tabas Gedolah, and that's a place where shechita is kosher. And then, after you did most of the kana, two-thirds, you went Vehigram Shlish. You took a Shlish that passed that, outside of the Tabas. The Rabbanan Savri, the Rabbanan's opinion is, Kulei Shechita Binan, we have to have the entire Shechita take place inside the Tabas Gedolah. And therefore, Rashi explains, that if you didn't, the Rabbanan hold, that if you didn't check completely in the Tabas Gedolah, then it won't be a kosher shechita. On the other hand, that the Ritva has a very strong explanation of this Gemara. And the fundamental fact that the Ritva is trying to deal with, he's saying that we know that the halacha is Rubik Kekulai, that Roiv is always satisfactory. And here we're finding that Rabbanon are not satisfied with Roiv. So explains the Ritva, the way to understand the opinion of the Rabbanon is if somebody only intended to shecht a Roiv of the Simen, most of the Simen, because there's a halacha of Rubik Kekulai, the Rabbanon will be satisfied. What happened here is that the person, the Shaychit, intended to shecht the entire Simen. In a case where the Shoichet intends to shecht the entire simen, then the Rabbana hold that you have to shecht it completely within the Tabas. And if you go outside of the Tabas, the halacha will be that shechita is disqualified. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Rubai Kekulai, that the halacha is that we follow Roiv, and once you shechted most of the kana within the Tabas Gedolah, shechted it properly. The fact that you went partially outside is irrelevant. Aval Higrim Shlish. But what will be the case where you started outside, the Shachat Shnei Shlish, and then afterwards you shechted two-thirds in the Tabas, Divrei Hakol Psula, everybody will agree that that's not good. Why? At what point, says the Gemara, Nafki Chiyusa, at what point does the animal expire? The animal expires at the point of 51%. And when you get to 51%, you have to also have Ruba B'Shechita. That how did you get to 51%? You got there by doing a Shechita that was, most of the kana was cut with a Shechita. In this case, you got to 51%, but by getting to, you got there without having it mostly, without getting there mostly through Shechita. And therefore, he says, everybody would agree that that's disqualified. To which the Gemara says, Amalei Rav Chisda says to Rav Huna, Adrabba, I can make a counter argument. Lema Mar Ipcha, you could say just the opposite. Machloikis B'Shegrim Shlish, when you did Hagrom of a third, V'shachet shnei shlish, and then you did two-thirds in the proper place. The Rabbi Yehuda Sava made the Hava Chatzi Kana Pogam. And here the Gemara introduces a new halacha that we're going to learn about in Mitzvah Shem on Daf Chav Ches. What's going to be halacha if half of the Kana, just drop under half, is already pre-cut, not through a shechita? And then you cut that little difference, you went from 49 to 51. So since at the moment of Roiv, which as we just finished explaining, is the moment that the animal expires, even though that moment was not achieved primarily through an act of Shechita, it doesn't make a difference. At the moment of that, the moment we're looking for is the moment that we get to 51%. And the moment that we get to 51%, that happened through a Shechita. So even though that was not accomplished mainly by Shechita, it was pre-cut, it doesn't make a difference. According to Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi Yehuda, that will be a valid shechita. And the reason is because the moment of death is the moment of 51%, and that's why it's a good shechita. Rabbanon disagreed, because at that moment of 51%, hasa b'makom shechita, it took place when you cut the 51%, you cut it with a act of shechita. Hacha, but agram alav b'makom shechita. It wasn't at the time of shechita. Ava shachet shnei shlish, v'higam shlish, d'vehakol k'sheira. D'atnan ruba shalach mehem kamayu. If you shech the 2/3, everybody will agree. Then the halacha is it's going to be satisfactory. Even though, and here we have two reasons to be lenient. Number one, you have done 2/3 with a shechita, and number two, you cut the 51% point with a shechita. So the Tiferes Yaakov, in addressing this Gemara, makes a very important observation. He says, the Gemara that we're quoting from Daf Chav Ches, that says it was 49% cut, and you just got the 51%, 41 already pre-cut, the animal had a wound and it was pre-cut, and you did 51, is different than when you did a cut. Because when it was pre-cut, it wasn't that there was a wrong shechita done. There was no need for shechita because it was not cut more than half. Whereas in the example that we're learning now, you're not relying on the fact that it was pre-cut, and pre-cut is to be ignored. But rather what we're relying for on is a killing of a shechita, of act of shechita. And in order for the act of shechita to be a valid act of shechita, you have to have two qualifications. One is that most of the kana was slit and was done with a shechita, and the point where it was the point of 51%, which is where and when the animal expires, was also happened through a shechita. Amalei Rav Yosef, man lemelan dahu ruba dahasam, who says that the halacha that you have to have shechita and roiv, la Rav Yosef ketana lo, who says it wasn't taught by Rav Yosef, then Rav Yosef b'Yehuda ketana lo, and the Rabbana will always require that you can't rely, when we just gave the example of the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan said when you have two good conditions met, that is satisfactory, maybe that's not true. Only Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda will say that. But Rabbanan will not be satisfactory, will not agree with that position. Amalei, Abaye Otto called Ruby the Alma, says the Gemara, why would you want to say that we're talking that when we want to follow the opinion of Rav, we're saying it's Rabbi Yosef and Yehuda Ketana Lo? What pushes you, asked the Gemara, to suggest that this must be the opinion of Rabbi Yosef and Yehuda? And why can't you be satisfied to say it's the opinion of the Rabbanan? It should make sense that typically when we speak about Rav, we're speaking about the opinion of the Rabbanan, says the Gemara. Amalei, Ano, Ruba de Shechita Kaman. I'm talking about when we speak about Hilcha Shechita, the Shmana Le de Pligi. I found that they argue in this case that the Chum hold it's not kosher, and it's Roiv here will not be satisfactory. Roiv here will not be satisfactory for the Rabbanan. So we've been learning that as long as the 51% is the important point of the shechita. The question, of course, is, Taras Chaim asked this question, that this din that is mentioned on Daf Chav Ches really is a very bechiddush, because the shechit in that case did very little cutting, just the 51%. And that should be enough to make it into a kosher shechita. Says the Rebbeinu B'chaya that the source of Tumas Meis, we know that Tumas Meis is a very serious tumma, is the person's contact with the Malach HaMavis. That's the when the person at the moment of death, when the Malach HaMavos, so to speak, comes into the neshama of a person, that's the moment that he becomes tamei. And therefore, the Rabbeinu Bechaya says, indeed, we find tzaddikim like Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, who died Mises Neshicha, they never became tamei. The reason they never became tamei because they never had any contact with Malach HaMavos. Says the Teres Chaim that when we speak often about a nevela being osur, being metama, the reason a nevela is metama is also because it came in contact with Malach HaMavos. What a shechita accomplishes, he suggests, is that if you did the shechita as the Torah wants us to do, it prevents this animal from coming in contact with the Malach HaMavos. Because the shechita, the mitzvah of shechita, brings tahara. So what is the main point? The main point that we have to look for is when is this animal expiring? And if the animal expires through an act of shechita, then there's no tumah. And if the animal expires in any other way, then it's going to be, then there's going to be a nevela. It says the Gemara, Lishna Chrina Amrla. The Gemara gives a different version of this discussion. Arafun Amarach Asi, Machloike Shehigrim Shlish. If somebody did first Hagroma of a third outside the proper place, and then Vishakat Shnei Shlish, and then he cut two thirds, the Rabbi Yehuda Sovereign Me, they have a Chatzi Kanapogam. Hagroma of a third is no worse than the Kana that was already pre cut before. And since if there you had the 51% at the time of Shechita, that done by Shechita, we're fine. V'rabbanan, hasa makam Shechita. Over there, the cut, the pre-cut, was in a place where Shechita is normally done. And a pre-cut, since it's less than 50%, is ignored. Whereas, hacha, la makam Shechita. It's not, it wasn't, it was, the Shechita was done improperly. But, therefore they say, Shachet Shnei Shlish, at first you did Shechit in two-thirds, and then you Higrim Shlish, Hakel Kshera, Dirakel Kshera, Dotanan, Ruba Shalacha Kamayu, that the Rav is enough, and since you did, here you have two reasons to be lenient. Number one, it was done Rav B'Shechita, you did two-thirds cutting, and the 51% point was done through Shechita. Maskalayan, Rav Chizda, Man Lema Dahahu Ruba Dahasam, who says that this halacha that we're basing on Daf Chav Ches is not following the opinion of Yosef Yehuda Ketani Law, and the Rabbana would not agree. So, Dilma Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Ketani Law, but it would not be satisfactory according to the Rabbana. Amalei Rabbi Yosef, so to which Rabbi Yosef said to Rav Chizda, Otto Karuba Da'ama, wherever we have a case of Ruba that we follow Roiv, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, is it Nas Ketani Law, or is Rabbi Yosef Yehuda? Amalei Ano, he said, "Ruba de shechita kamani." I'm speaking about hilchah shechita. The shemana lo be de pligi. We learned in our mishnah that Rabbi Yossi is much quicker to accept the premise of roiv in our mishnah versus the rabbanon, and therefore the gemara is suggesting that it's not going to be a reason. We cannot be lenient in this case. According to we cannot be lenient. According to this, according to Rabbanan, who take a much stricter view towards Roiv, as we learned in our Mishnah. Continues the Mishnah, Higrim, Shlish, first it was Shechita done out of the proper place, and then Shachat Shlish, Vegrim Shlish. Funa Marav Ksheira, Rav Yehuda Marav Trefa. Rav Huna Marav Ksheifa, Kinafka Chiyusa, when the animal is going to expire, the Shechita Kinafka, the 51% was cut with Shechita. Rav Yehuda Marav Trefa, being a Ruba v'Shechita, he only had one-third of the Kana killed with Shechita, cut with Shechita, and therefore Veleka, it's not a valid Shechita. Next case, Shachat Shlish, v'Higrim Shlish, v'Shachat Shlish. Rav Yehuda Marav Kshera, because you have two-thirds killed through Shechita. Says the Gemara, Rav Yehuda Marav Kshera, asked by Asher Shaila Rav Huna, the question was asked, Rav Huna, what will be the halacha in this case? Says the Gemara, Amalei Treifa. He said it's Treif, but the way Rashi explains the Gemara It wasn't that he held that Rav said it. He said, that's my opinion. Says the Gemara, Shamar Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda was upset. Vama trifna, machshim achshuna trif. What I said is treif, he says is kosher. And what I say is kosher, he says is treif. Amar Rav Huna, to which Rav Huna commented. And again, the reasoning over here, again, as the Ramban says, and Ritva says, is because if it would have been cut by itself, then there's room for leniency. But here, it was cut improperly. Cut by itself is not as much of an issue as cut improperly. Amar Rav Huna, Shaper Kamakbid. This that Rav Yehuda was upset was understandable. Chad de ish milei midrav. He heard this psak for Rav. I never heard Rav say it. Vadia Karuba, in the case where the simon was shechted, shchita. If most of the simon was cut, with a shchita it should be kosher. Amalei Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda told Rav Huna, don't get impressed. Loita Hedabach. Don't change your mind. Dim came a Saturday Kamaisa. If you're going to get upset that the halach that you said in the name of Rav, Higrim Shlish Arishin, and the first third and the last third, and you did the middle third with Shchita, it's kosher, Hasamai Tamakam Asharta, what's the reason in that case you took a lenient approach? Because you took the opinion, what happened when it reached 51%? Hachanami, Kinafka Bechayusa, in a case where it was one third Shchita, one third Hagrama, and one third Shchita, so the animal expired through Hagrama. Says the Gemara, Ikra of Nachman was Surah. Of Nachman came to Surah, and Barminei, and they asked him the following question. Shachet Shlish, Vehigam Shlish, Veshachet Shlish. First a third Hagrama, then a third Shchita, a third Hagrama, a third Shchita. Mahu, Amalei, he said, Lav Hainad Rebbe Elazar ben Yumi. Isn't this the case, he commented, that Rebbe Elazar ben Yumi spoke about? The Amr Rebbe Elazar ben Yumi, Rebbe Elazar ben Yumi teaches us, Shchita Hasura Kamasrik. When a Shchita looks like a comb with parts sticking out, not one type of cut, the halacha is Kshera. And the Gemara is assuming what it meant was that if it was started in the right place, then went to the wrong place, and then came to the right place, it's like crooked teeth, like a crooked comb, and it's fine. Says the Gemara, even though Rabbi Elazar ben Yumi introduced this new leniency, but maybe he only introduced this leniency, but Makom Shchita, but it was all done within the Makom Shchita. But if some of the Shchita was done in a place which would make it a Hagrama, there Rabbi Elazar ben Yumi would not be lenient, says the Gemara. If that's what he meant to say, comments the Gemara, but Makom Shchita Maila Memra, there's no need to tell us that that's fine. Answers the Gemara, yes, there is a reason to say it. Manatam bina Shchita Mufras, that it has to be a straight cut, and when it's made like a comb, it's not a straight cut. Kamash Malon, that it doesn't have to be straight, but that doesn't mean it doesn't have to be all within the Makom Shchita. Simen Bechad, Yosser Rav Abba Churei de Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana was sitting behind, Rav Abba was sitting behind Rav Kahana. Yosser Rav Kahana Kamei de Rav Yehuda. And I mean, in other words, they were both learning by Rav Yehuda. Rav Kahana was sitting in the first row, and Rav Abba was sitting in the back row. So again, Yosser Rav Abba Churei de Rav Kahana. Yosser Rav Kahana Kamei de Rav Yehuda. Yosser Rav Kahana. Shachet Shlish. V'higrim shlish, v'shachet shlish. First he had a third with a shchita, then a third with a grama, and then a third with shchita, ma'a wa bir alocha, amle shchita sa'i kshera. Since it was mostly done with shchita, the fact the moment that the animal expired, it was not a shchita, doesn't make a difference. And then he asked, higrim shlish, v'shachet shlish, v'higrim shlish, ma'hu, amle shchita sa'i psula. The reason it's possible is because most of the shchita was done improperly. Then he asked, Shachem b'makom nachav. As we've been learning throughout our shir, the animal is almost 50% already pre-cut. And now he completed the shechita. Mahu, amalei, shechitas kshera. The shechita is a good shechita, because the moment of expiration, it came through a cut through a shechita. Next question. Shachar pagaba nefkat. He cut, and then he discovered a hole. Mahu, what will be the halacha in that case? To which he said, shechitas psula, that will be possible. The Gemara will explain. Also, Rabbi Abba, says the Gemara, Rabbi Abba went, Amar Kameh Rabbi Elazar, and he said, these various halachas that Rabbi Yehuda just taught us, he said to Rabbi Elazar, also Rabbi Elazar, Amar Kameh Rabbi Yochanan. And now he went and said it over to Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan said to him, Maishna, why is the halacha if you shechted? The 51% point you shechted, and then you find a hole that it's treif, where, and vice versa, where it was already 49% pre-cut, and now you cut the 51% point, it's fine. Amalei, so he responded, shech b'makom nechad, if you shecht where there's a hole, it's going to be considered nas k'mishe shachar av t'chavim v'gam Yisrael. Since the expiration of the animal happened through a Yisrael, particularly given our explanation that we said before, that is what the halacha primarily looks for. And here too, when the chatzi kana that was already cut from before, it's like the nochri began, but he wasn't the one that killed the animal. And that's what's important to determine if it's kosher. Whereas, shochet pagma nechad, if you keshechted, and then you find a hole, naska misha shochet Yisrael, that the halacha views as if the Yisrael began the shechit of Gama of a Kachavim. That the halacha is that if the Yisrael did not do the proper shechita, that the point of 51% it was killed by the goy, but the nochri it's not kosher. Karole, so the Gemara says when he heard this explanation, I'm not really agreeing with what you're saying. Everything you're connecting to a nochri. And he says, to connect everything to a nachri is not something that is the approach to go with, says the Gemara. Amar Rava, says Rava, Shapa Karle Avikachavim. He says this study compared it to the Shechit Avikachavim is most acceptable. Bishlam Hassam, in a case where the Yisrael began and the nachri completed, we could understand why it's not a good shechita. Mendavale liYisrael mishkat ruba. The Yisrael should have done roiv. He should have gotten to 51%. And if he didn't, it's not a good shechita. He didn't do it, so it's loy shachat. And therefore, the 51% point, the kinafka chayusa biyadadav kacham kanafka. When the animal died, it died through the shechita of a nachri. Ala hocha, in our case, where it was cut from before. And it's the Yisrael, Michti Mishkat Shachet. He's sechting the 51% point. And therefore he says, Mali B'makom Nekev, what's the difference if he shechted in a place that was already pre-cut? Or Mali Pagaba Nekev, or the whole form of the, or the whole came later, the Loch is the Shechita is a valid Shechita, if at the one point, at the point of 51% it was done by a Jew. Al Gemara has been very focused on the concept of roiv, when we say roiv and when we don't say roiv. But there's, when we speak about roiv, there's really two distinct concepts about speaking roiv. There's a concept of rubik kakula. For example, somebody's drinking one of the dalakaisis. The halacha is that if you drank roiv of the kais, it's considered like you drank the entire kais. Rubik kakula. And the same thing Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda has been saying in our shir. If you shechted most of the kana properly, then it's a valid shechita. It's a very interesting question. Here we're saying that if somebody has to drink a cup of wine, the halach is we say rubik kakula. But we don't say that in other places. When the Torah requires us to eat a kazayis matzah, we don't say rubik kakula. When the Torah says that a mikveh to be considered a kosher mikvah, has to have 40 saw, we don't say rubik kula. Says the Chasam Sofer that Ruba Kakula is a halachic term. That means if you have, we need a minyan to daven, and you need 10 people to daven, but three people have already davened, Ruba Kakula says that the three people who already davened are considered like the seven people who didn't daven. But what will be the halacha, he says, if we need a minyan, and we only could get together seven people, we don't say Ruba Kakula. Ruba Kakula doesn't make that you have a kazayas. Ruba Kakula doesn't make that you have 40 saw. Ruba Kakula only says that that's good enough. But when there's a need to have a whole kazayas, Ruba Kakula cannot work. And that's why the Rosh Hashanah, by the tefillah, we say, Meloich al kol ha'olam kulay. Why do we say, the Lvush asks, isn't that a redundancy? He says, what we're trying to say is that even though there's a concept of Ruba Kakula, we're saying that a Kadosh Baruch Hu should not just rely on Ruba Kakula. What we're saying is that it should be kulay, be completely kula. The question is, why by the Dalek Kaisis, which is only a halachic requirement, and for a halachic requirement we'd say Ruba Kakulay, versus a kazayis, which the halacha requires you have to mamish eat a kazayis, why is it l'chatchila that even by Dalek Kaisis you should drink the whole kais? Says the Mishnah Shechem Mitzdodim, if somebody shechts from the sides of the head of the animal, not from the neck, shechitasik shera, the halacha is that the shechita is kosher. And Rashi says that it means it's kosher even l'chatchila. Hamoylik, but we know that the halacha is that when you kill a bird in the Beis HaMikdash, the way the bird has to be killed is through melika. The halacha is that if you did it that way, melikasai psula. The halacha, the Rishonim debate, when it says that Hashoychem Metzodim is kshera, what does that mean? Doesn't mean that you have to move the simonim to the tzadim, or does it not require that? The Taisus seems to hold that you have, if you want to make that shchita valid shchita l'chatchila, then you should move the simonim to the side. The Miri doesn't hold that way, and it says the Mishnah doesn't require, and that's going to be directly related to the question of when we're learning that Hashoychem Metzodim Kshera, and as we learned that it has, that it, the question is, does it mean l'chatchila b'dievet? According to the Meiri, who said that you don't have to move the simonim, so then it's going to be kosher l'chatchila. But according to Tosfos, it's only kosher if you move the simonim to the side, so there's always a concern you may forget to move the simonim to the side, and therefore it's puzzle. The Mishnah, however, said that if you did shchita, the halacha is shchita has to be done min a tzaver. It continues the Mishnah, a shechem and a ayruf. If you shecht from the back of the nefk, the Gemara will explain soon what that means. Shchita se psula. Hamoylik min a ayruf, if somebody does malika from the back of the neck, so then the shchita se ksheira. And the Mishnah actually means, the halacha actually means that it's kosher l'chatchila. But the Mishnah wanted to use the same type of wording in both cases. Hashoychem Netzaver, Shchitasei Kshera. Hamoylik Menetzaver, somebody does Malika Menetzaver, the halacha is that it's Psula. So again, according to the Mandom that says you should, that it's only Kosher Menetzadim, the Mishnah teaching us that this halacha is only L'chatchila, that L'chatchila, the proper place to do the shchita is supposed to be in the front, and the side is only kosher b'dievet. Shekol ha'orif kosher l'malika, the entire orif, which the Gemara is going to identify in a minute what that means, is the place where you could do malika. Shekol ha'tzaver, and the tzaver is kosher l'shchita, the tzaver is the place to do the shchita. Nimtza kosher b'shchita pasul malika. The place that you're supposed to do the shchita is not the place that you're supposed to do the malika, and vice versa. Kosher malika, the place where you're supposed to do malika, the back of the neck, is possible shechita, is not the place where you're supposed to do shechita. So the Gemara keeps on speaking about, so there's a very interesting shaila that the Chashuki Chemet discusses, and that is that we learned very extensively, particularly at the end of Masechta Zvachim, that there's a halacha about shechutei chutz, that you're not allowed to shed a carbon, may not be slaughtered outside of the Azara. And the question is that when we learned that halacha, somebody was forced into shechting outside of the Azara, but he has now an option. His option is that he could use a knife that's pogum. And by using a knife that's pogum, it's not considered, as we learned throughout our shiur, a valid shechita. And therefore, you will not be over the issur of shechutei chutz. And the question that comes up, should you, again, you're against your will. It's a situation of oinus. But of course, the halacha is that whenever somebody is in a situation of an oinus, he's supposed to try to avoid doing an issur if he can. So here, if we'll make the knife pogum, the shechita will become invalid, and therefore he won't be over shechutei chutz. But the chinuch makes a very important point. He says, what's the reason, and we've spoken about this, and we'll speak about it again, that what's the reason that Chazal, the halacha, are so concerned that the knife should have not have any pegima? And that is that because of Tzar Baal Chaim. So now the question is a new question. Should this person who has ostensibly some right to kill the animal, to do shechutei chutz, he's under duress, you're not obligated, you shouldn't put your life in danger, should he just kill the animal outside of the Azara, or shrek the animal properly and avoid Tzar Baal Chaim, or should he make it into a pogum, and by making it a pogum, it won't be considered an act of shechita? So he quotes, so the Sefer Chashuki Chemed quotes the Shulchan Aruch from Evan Ezra Simon Hay Sif Yudalid, that a person, the halacha views our attitude towards animals, that animals are here to serve humans. And therefore the halacha is, if you're doing Tzar Baal Chaim, because that's the way you're going to be able to have more money, earn more money, it becomes mutter. That's why the halacha, for example, would be that the halacha is that you're allowed to load up an animal, again, within halacha boundaries, even though the animal's not happy, but that's what the halacha likes. The question, says the Chashuki Chemed, is here too. When we find our Gemara allowing shechita mitzdadim. So we learned just now that there's a machlokes rishonim, when is that mutal chatchila or not? He says that, so says the Chashuki Chemed, one of the reasons why shechit mitzdadim is only kosher b'dieved, he suggests, is because shechting that way represents Tzar Baal Chaim. And that's why the rishonim explained that the Mishnah only allows it to be done b'di'evit. If that's the case, he says, here too, we're supposed to avoid Tzar Baal Chaim. At the end, he says, he asked this question to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky's attitude was to this question, if the halacha tells us we're allowed to work with an animal, if the purpose of working with the animal is to increase our income, certain animals are here to help us, so certainly he suggests that animals are here to help us avoid an aveira. And if by making the knife into a pogum, it'll save us from doing an aveira, that's something that he says we should prefer to do. Begins the Gemara. My oirv. The Mishnah says that Malika is done from the oirv. Ask them, what is the oirv? Ilay ma oirv mamish. It means the back of the head. My ear yeshoichet. Why is the halacha that if you shecht and oirif, the Mishnah just said it's possible, a filah moilik also should be possible. Because when the Torah tells us where to do Malika, the Torah doesn't say to do it on the Ayurif. The Torah says, Memul Arpa Amar Chamana. The Torah says we should do Memul Arpa, V'loiba Arpa, and not do it on the Arfai. So says the Gemara, it can't possibly mean to do it on the Ayurif. Ella, my Ayurif, Memul Arif. The back, on the back, on the bottom of the back of the head, by the neck. Kitani Seifa. Indeed, Kala Arif Kasha Malika. And if it means just the small part, the back of the head, the wording Kala Arif, says the Gemara, would be inappropriate because it's really a very small spot. Says the Gemara, Menani Mili. How do we know the Malika is done in that spot, the Tana Rabbanan? The Torah says, Omolak is Rosh Mimol Arpai. Mol HaRoya is Arif. The place that's the back, that's back, the whole back of the neck. The Keno Aimer V'Yoshi Memuli. The Torah says V'Yoshi Memuli when the Bilam complains, when Bala complains about Klai Yisrael. V'Aimer Kipano Lai Arif Lai Panim. So again, the Pasuk says Arif Lai Panim. It doesn't say Arif Lai Tzavar. The Torah says the Arif is towards the bottom of the back of the head. My V'Aimer. Says the Gemara, what was the reason for the Gemara to bring two psukim? We don't know exactly where is the Arif that we should be able to know what is the mul Arif. Arif gufa lo yedin hecha, the ney the mul de hecha. The Gemara speaks about mul Arif, but we can't know what mul Arif means until we know what the Arif is. Toshma kipana la Arif leponim, mechla the Arif la deponim. The Arif is the back of the head, which is parallel to the face, and the mul Arif is the spat below it. And this is halacha lemaisa, because the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Simon Chav Zayin Sif Yud tells us, when we speak about the kesher on the tefillin that's on the back of the head, says the Shulchan Aruch, Tzorach Shia Kesher Mechaira Arosh Lamala Ba'arif. That means it has to be higher up, not as low, connected upon him. And we've been learning throughout our shir that negative upon him is a higher spot than the lower spot, which is the mullah ayrif. And therefore, when people have the kesher in the back of the tefillin, they should make sure it doesn't go down, says the Mishnah Berurah, so low.